for all your seat needs. Proud to support area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We will have your 5 points bank starting lineups coming up in 30 seconds on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
All right, let's set the starting lineups here on the New Tech pregame show, courtesy of 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, your solution, 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank taking care of customers one at a time. 5 Points Bank, Grand Island, Kearney, Hastings. The visiting Amherst Broncos are winless in this 2010-2011 basketball season. They're a young ball club, and they're starting sophomore Austin Jen, 5'11". Dylan Halligan, a junior, is 6'1". Clint Bentley, a junior, is 5'10". Ty Stevens, a 5'8", junior, is the other starter, number four, and number, try that again, the fourth starter. And number 52, Clayton Preble, a junior, is 6'1". So the tallest guy here is 6'1", and there are no seniors on the squad. And so Amherst, inexperienced with not a lot of physical stature, is 0-12 on this relatively young basketball season. The Gibbon Buffaloes, meanwhile, are at the 500 mark, and they could tilt it one way or another. Of course, Gibbon is a C1 ball club. Amherst is D1. They've lost to St. Paul. They lost pretty handily, 70-41. They lost to Ravenna, 72-51. They lost to Adams Central, 71-34. Lost to Ord, 54-31, and lost to Donovan Trumbull, 63-38. That was just the other night at an away game at DT. So that's the way they're going to line up. And like I said, I don't know what to tell you. Records with a 500 ball club and a winless ball club, records obviously don't mean a whole lot. And with a winless ball club, the coaching staff obviously is trying to find some sort of, and this is an overused cliche, but some sort of an identity for the ball club, trying to find things to build on toward a win. And after the girls' ball game here just a little bit ago, if you're just joining us, you missed the beaut. You missed the beaut with Gibbon in front the entire ball game until the last couple of seconds. And Amherst pulled ahead and won it 58-57. They've been down 33-23 at the halftime. So I guess we'll just, you don't get games like that often. So it's going to be one that we'll remember for a while. We appreciate it. You're listening in if you did. And if you didn't, you missed a good one. And we hope to stay along with us here in this men's varsity. The Gibbon Buffaloes will be starting Logan Rivera, 6'4", senior. Brent Benfeld, a 5'11", sophomore. Riley Reinertsen, a freshman, 6'1". Also, Dalton Jordan, a 6'2", senior. And Caleb Cranow, a 6'4", senior. So a lot more height and a lot more experience for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and so it just kind of sets the stage for what we're talking about. So that's your 5 Points Bank starting lineup. This is the New Tech Seat pregame show on ESPNSuperstation.com and KXPN 1460 in Kearney. We had a I'm going to get you that final score on Classic Hits here in a little bit. We had Wood River Elm Creek in a very low-scoring game earlier. We're going to take a timeout, 2-minute timeout, back with the New Tech Seed pregame show in two here on ESPN 1460.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Here's what else is going on. On-court introductions here right now. Back on the New Tech pregame show. High school basketball, it's a doubleheader going on at Wood River as well. We'll get you some scores there. Doug Duda covering that on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com and M.KKPR.com. Now, you're just joining us here for the second show as they darken the lights here, and I can't read anything anyhow. I'll just ad-lib a little bit here about the technology that we have going. We're kind of proud of. If you have a smartphone, a BlackBerry, you know, the iPhones are coming, I think, next month and stuff like that. Any smartphone that you have that's smart enough to have an internet browser, in other words, if you get the internet on the browser on your phone, type in and bookmark a couple of these that I'm going to give you. Because right now at m.kkpr.com, that's one of them, and m, as in Mary, kliqfm.com, that's kliqfm.com, bookmark that one as well. Because any of the games that we're broadcasting on our two FM stations, if for some reason you're out of range or you're in another gym and you can't get it, you can listen to the game or at least keep track of the game as best you can with the noise on your smartphone. Now, you don't want to do this when you're at the game, and here's why. Because when you're streaming over the internet, there's going to be a 18 to 23 second delay. So sitting in the stands and listening to the play-by-play over the internet on your smartphone is going to be a distracting delay. But if you're not at the venue, you know, let's say you're a Amherst alum and you got kids at Gibbon and you want to hear both the ball games or at least the progress, you could take us along to one and go to the other one and we'll get you set up that way. And very shortly, we will have that same capability here on ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll put them online one at a time. And it won't be long. Certainly within the next 2 weeks, we will have m.espnsuperstation.com available on your smartphone as well, which means you can listen to Doug and Daddy. You can listen to any of the locally originated programming that we would normally stream on espnsuperstation.com also on your smartphones. We're kind of proud of that. And that gave us a nice break to tell you about that. And we're about ready to tip things off here between the Buffs and the Bronx again, this time on the boys' side. Logan Rivera is standing tall at midcourt against Austin Jen. And here we go. Controlled by Gibbon. Into the backcourt. Benfeld has it. Goes quickly up front. Riley to Logan Rivera. Pumps from the free throw line. No good. Cleared away by Amherst. So the first attack by Gibbon is fended off by Amherst. And now the Bronx go on the attack. Austin Jen has it in the corner. They lose it out of bounds, and I think Amherst is going to retain possession. Clayton Preble will put the ball in play from in front of the given bench. Goes to Bentley. Bentley over to Stevens. Stevens gets it back, bounces it off Rivera's leg, and so it'll go out of bounds, and they'll be able to set it up again. Good heads-up play there by Stevens. Amherst trying for their first win of the year. Inbound to Bentley. Feeds down under, and a foul is called as Dillon Halligan went up for the layup. And Benfelt has the first personal and first foul of this boys' half of the doubleheader. Dillon Halligan at the line. Scoreless here. Both ways just underway. First shot is no good. And the second shot coming up by Halligan is good. And so the Broncos take a 1-0 lead. Gibbon clears it down court. Benfeld has it, goes over on the right wing over to Jordan. Jordan cross court to Reinertsen. Now top of the key to Jordan. Shot good. And they give him three. A tray by Jordan, and it's a 3-1 lead for Gibbon. Hammer steps out of bounds, trying to come down court with it, and that'll turn it back over to Gibbon. Benfeld takes the key in pass from Reinertsen. Works inside the timeline, out to Rivera now between the circles. Right wing to Jordan. Now back out between the circles. It goes to Reinertsen again. Goes one way, tries to get into the paint, puts it up, and nice defensive play there by Amherst as they repel the shot. Now to Rivera, and he goes down as he puts it up for two. No good. Follow shot won't fall. Gibbon retains possession. So it's 6:34. It's a 3-1 game, and Amherst will get the ball. As it went out of bounds, turns out it is actually going to be Amherst's ball. Now they put it in from under the basket. Jen will take the key and pass. Goes over to Bentley. Bentley takes it himself into the corner. Follow-away jumper from about 17 is no good. Follow shot by Jen is no good. And finally, it's cleared away by Caleb Canow. As Gibbon brings it down, layup, no good. The attempt by Jordan, cleared away by Amherst. A little bit of pressure put on in the forecourt by Jordan. Amherst now is being hemmed in, needs some help. And Jen comes to his rescue. He goes over to him, and a ball is batted away and taken down by Reinertsen. Outlet pass to Jordan. Good layup. Dalton Jordan has two more points, and all five of the Buffalo points are by Dalton Jordan. 5-1 now. Back on the attack, Amherst. Top of the key to the free throw line. Shot up. Good. Clint Bentley has two, and it's 5-3. 5.5 to go first, just underway. Dalton Jordan tries a bounce pass, taken away by Dillon Halligan. Now some pressure faced by Amherst. They break it across, go to the forecourt, get to the lane, cut off is Halligan. Now back out, it goes to Bentley. Bentley tries to find someone under the basket. Aaron pass goes out of bounds untouched, and Gibbon will get it back. 5:18, clock stopped on the key in. Now Reinertsen brings it down court. On the wing, feeding high post, Rivera tries to find a shot, can't get there. Reinertsen drives baseline, shot up, no good. Pretty good defense here for Amherst so far. Outlet pass, trying to find a man under the basket again, can't control it, have to hold up. But Amherst retains possession. Zane Peterson couldn't get the layup. But now on the follow to Clayton Preble, there's two more. And Amherst ties it at five. Rivera, scoop shot, up, good. Logan Rivera with his first two at 7-5. Full court pressure by Amherst. Bounces off, or by Gibbon rather, bounces off an Amherst player. Rivera picks it up, puts it through, and we'll see if that's going to count. foul is called on Dylan Halligan, and that's going to send Logan Rivera to the line. Logan will get two. 7-5 is your score. Give an add to that. 8-5. Rivera sinks the first one. Luke Schuster into the lineup for Gibbon. Caleb Kenow back into the lineup. Rivera at the line. Second shot, good. And he's one from the field, two from the line. Total of 4 points for Logan Rivera. 9-5 lead for Gibbon. Amherst breaks the pressure, goes into the forecourt. They get it to Halligan. Halligan between the circles now over to Peterson. Ball batted away. Bentley saves top of the key. Back to Peterson. Bounce pass. Preble. Backs into the baseline. Now kicks it back out. Bentley puts it up. In and out. No good. Rebound fought for. Preble's got it for Amherst. Goes to the baseline. Turn around. Ball is rejected. And it is taken by Gibbon. Clean block there. Nice block by Amherst. Now they lose it as they go down court. Picked up by Zane Peterson. And he leaves it off for Bentley going the other way. Inside the timeline, back to Peterson. And now into the corner, Halligan tries three, in and out in, got it. Halligan gets three, and it's 9-8. Gibbon kicks it back out on the wing. It goes out to Schuster, and now to Rivera, top of the key, no good. Follow shot, turnaround is good by Caleb Kenow. And it's 11-8. Pressure put on by Gibbon, and Amherst tries to go deep with the key in pass. It goes out of bounds. Gibbon cuts the glass, and Amherst will keep it. Halligan will key the ball in. Coming into the ball game now is Ty Stevens. Ty Stevens will take the inbound, goes across half court, holds it up. Now Halligan left wing, back out front to Stevens. They sag in on him, back over to Halligan near the baseline, back out front again to Ty Stevens. Now to Peterson, to Halligan in the corner. Peterson has a notion. Stevens now gets the ball back out. Zane Peterson puts it up off the lip, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Hammer's going to keep it. 11-8 is your score, given by three. 2:45 to go, first period. With the ball in play, Stevens has it now in the rear court. Halligan left corner. Back out to Stevens on the wing. Fakes a shot. Now back to Halligan. Goes out of bounds. And it was, looks like Rivera touched it last. Logan Rivera touched it last. And Amherst will keep it. Halligan on the far sideline near the corner. A little farther out. Being plagued there now. He gets it into Zane Peterson. Peterson over to Stevens. Stevens at the point. Goes into the corner. Shot is up by Jen, and it won't fall. Austin Jen wouldn't get it fall. The follow shot by Zane Peterson, though, does. And he's got two. And Amherst is within one. Rivera takes the outlet pass, goes to the hoop, and he's fouled as he goes up. Rivera at the hoop gets fouled, and he'll go for two more. He's one for, I'll try that again. He's got 2 points from the field, and he's two for two from the line. He'll go back for two more shots. And the first is good, and he's three for three. Logan Rivera has 5 points, and with 2:13 to go in the first, Gibbon has a 2-point lead, dozen to 10. That foul was on Dylan Halligan, by the way. And Rivera sinks that one, so he's a perfect four-for from the free throw line. And Amherst gets the ball. Preble, the biggest guy on the floor, I think, for Amherst, will put the ball in play. And he goes out front to Jared Peter. Now to Ty Stevens, back out to Peter on the right wing. Go into the corner. Jen has it back out to Peter. To Jan in the corner, being defended one-on-one. They go to Preble. Preble has nowhere to go with it. Back out to Jen. He's got a shot from the corner and out. No good. Rebound is fought for. Peters got it. Now they go out front to Stevens. Stevens to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Zane Peterson on the left wing. Back to Stevens between the circles. He gets a pick, zigs into the lane, and then kicks it back out to Zane Peterson. Jen, treble right corner, cross court. Stevens with a shot for three. No! Treble with the rebound. Fall away jumper, good. 1:20 to go, first period. We got a good one here so far. 13-12 given out front by one. As under the basket, Brent Benfeld goes up with it. It's no good. And Amherst comes down with the ball, stolen away apparently by Reinertsen. We've got a tie-up and a jump ball at midcourt. Minute seven, in the first period. Stoppage of play there on the turnover. Preble will key it in from in front of the scorer's table. Gets it into Bentley. Just check back in. Bentley over to Stevens to Jen in the corner. They sag in on him with double pressure, and Dalton Jordan comes up with it. Over to Reinertsen. Reinertsen takes it himself to Rivera under the basket. Good. Logan Rivera, two more. He's adding up to 8 points so far. 45 seconds to go, first half. Bentley from the wing. Shot no good. Rivera comes down with the rebound. Outlets it to Schuster. Then he goes to Dalton Jordan over on the left wing. Cross-court pass again, this time to Milks. Ryan Milks is in there now. Rivera at the top of the key to Luke Schuster. And now back out to Milks. And he's got it, and he milks that net for a couple. Had to be said. 10-9 seconds to go. 18-12 now has given his game a half-dozen-point lead, and Amherst turns it over. Gibbon fights for it, and that's the buzzer. So your first quarter score, kind of like the first game, Gibbon 18, Amherst 12, back in a half minute with the second period of play on your boys' game on the Gibbon Amherst doubleheader tonight, ESPN 1460, ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll be right back.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, we're on Classic Hits 98.9, the Shelterwood River game. Wood River. Try that again. Shelton beat Wood River 33-26, a low-scoring girls game. Here at Gibbon, we had a great one, 58-57. It would have been great no matter which way. I swing neither for or against Gibbon or Amherst here. It was just a fantastic ball game to be at. Wonderful to call. Fun stuff. Okay, back in now. Boys, period number two just underway. Gibbon keys the ball in. Put it in the corner. It goes to Reinertsen, and his shot is up, no good. Rebound is fought for, controlled by Amherst. Bentley brings it out. Bentley goes over to Ty Stevens, and Stevens walks with it. So that'll give it right back to the Buffs. 7:40 on the second period clock. Schuster has the ball just inside the timeline now on the right side. Goes over to Milks. Milks to Reinertsen. Reinertsen tries to find Rivera under the basket. Can't control. Goes out of bounds. And it swings back to Amherst. It is Peter. Jared Peter puts the ball in play to Bentley. Now they work it down to Stevens. Ty Stevens bounce passes to Bentley. Near the top of the key, ball is batted away. Rivera comes up with it. Outlet to Reinertsen, layup is good. Riley Reinertsen gets two, and it's 20-12 as Gibbon has an 8-point bulge now. Bentley, just inside the timeline on the right side, goes cross-court to Ty Stevens. to Bentley at the top of the key. Bounce pass underneath. Wide open, Preble. Rivera got distracted. I think he kind of fell away. And Preble gets two the tough way under the basket. Got 6 points. Rivera, top of the key out front, goes over to Reinertsen. Back over to Milks now in the right corner to Schuster. Schuster, high post, Rivera, fall away, in and out, no good. Rebound, Kavanaugh, no good. And finally controlled by Preble. Gets good marks on both ends of the court that series. Stevens comes down, bounce pass, Bentley inside the corner, shot is no good. Rivera, rebound, can't outlet the ball as he's fouled by Jan here. And so Jen picks up his first foul of the ball game. Third foul on Amherst. One team foul on Gibbon thus far. 6:13 to go, second period. 20-14, Gibbon by a half dozen. Here comes Schuster. Cross half court, picked up by Stevens. Rivera, Milks, right side, feeds down underneath. Back door, good. Caleb Kenna. 4 points. Bentley. Top of the key. Bounce pass to Preble. Preble back to Bentley. Fakes a shot. Stevens drives the lane. Gets cut off. Back out to Preble. Layup. Oh! It goes in and out. Or off the backboard, actually. And no good. Preble comes up empty that time. And a foul is called as they clear it down court. A foul will be called on a reach in there by Ty Stevens. And that's the fourth team foul on Amherst. Down by 8 points now. Benfell puts the ball in play by passing it to Milks, and Milks has it to Rivera, to Benfell over on the right wing. Now he tries to feed to Kavanaugh in the lane. Out to Milks, top of the key, pops for three, and it's good. Reinertsen has three, 5 points down. It's 25-14. Gibbon is up by 11. Stevens inside the timeline. Ball is batted away. Ball was intended for Hallion. And the layup is good by Reinertsen, who took that bounce pass intended for Dylan Halligan, all the way to pay dirt, so to speak. And it's 27-14. Not only that, he got fouled on the layup, and Riley Reinertsen goes to the line to make it a three-point play. He's got 7 points so far tonight at the line. He's 0 for 5:07 to go to halftime. First shot, a little strong, no good. Bounces off, cleared away by Amherst. Bentley, Halligan, cross midcourt. Top of the key, Halligan looks to his right, bounce pass, Stevens on the wing, and a bump whistle. Foul is, I don't have the player's number that they got up there for the foul. Stevens, anyhow, takes the inbound pass. The foul was on Gibbon because they've picked up their fifth. Amherst, because they picked up their fifth foul. At the line, at the lane, Bentley is cut off. Preble with the follow shot, no good. After Bentley's failed attempt. And now we've got a foul on Caleb Cranow. And Preble comes to the line with a 27-14, sinks the first one. And he's got seven, and he's one for one from the line, and it's 27-15. Stevens comes out. Peter comes back into the ball game. And Preble is at the line again for shot number two, a little strong that time. Cleared away by Gibbon. Cranow to Milks. Back to Cranow, top of the key, feeds low, Rivera, turn around, kicks it back out. Now they work it around, Milks, toes the line, no good. Rebound is still uncontrolled, they kick it out to Milks. Now on the right side, shot is up and no good by Nick Fulmer, whose name we haven't called tonight, he just came into the ballgame. Bentley to Peter. Peter almost loses his out of bounds. Back to Bentley at the free throw line. Back to Peter. Now they go to Halligan at the baseline. Tries to feed, and it's intercepted. Outlet pass by to Dalton Jordan. Kranau had the turnover there, and he tries to go up to the basket, and he's repelled by Jared Peter. Outlet goes to Bentley. Bentley shoots from seven, and it's good. And Clint Bentley has 4 points. 27-17 now. Amherst back within 10. Milks on the left wing. Shot from the top of the key by Jordan is good. And it's 30-17. That was a three. Halligan, corner, left side. In, out, no good. Rivera, rebound. Takes it himself now. Slows it down. And a timeout will be called here by Paul Reinertsen of Gibbon. We'll take a 15. Back with more right after this timeout. Gibbon 30, Amherst 17.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Gibbon a 13-point ball, John Amherst. Here as we head down the home stretch to halftime, 3:08 on the second quarter clock. Pretty even then. 18-12, and now it's 30-17. Amherst certainly suffering from simply lack of experience right now. They don't have any seniors on the squad at all. Ball goes in play. Reinert's working around near top of the key. Now goes left side. Stumbles. Somehow manages to get Rivera in the lane. Rivera kicks it out to Milks. Milks outside the timeline as the whistle blows. Got a lane violation. 3 seconds. Going to turn it over. Yeah, that or he stepped on that far side sideline. I'm not sure which was signaling. Anyhow, Amherst has it. Jen between the circles over to Bentley on the wing. Back over to Jen to the right of the circle. Goes bounce pass to Peterson in the corner. Back out to Jen. Got nobody. Preble, high post. Halligan under the basket. Can't get up high enough. No good. Cleared away by Gibbon. Rivera takes it down. Tries to feed Kravina under the basket. Finally controls. Puts it up. Good. And he's fouled. I think I'm assuming Kranau. I'm sure it's Kranau. Into the ball game, set off for Amherst. And Caleb Kranau is at the line. It's no good. Cleared away, Bentley trips as he comes across the midcourt stripe. And the big guy at the high post, Sadoff, turns around, can't get it to fall. Cleared away by Rivera. 1:57 to go. Rivera stops, shoots. Kranau at the follow, no good. Rivera comes after that, puts it up, good. Logan Rivera with the follow, two, and it's 34-17. 17-point Gibbon lead now. Amherst, Preble, bounce pass, sat off under the basket, kicks it back out. Bentley, three-point attempt, no good. Preble tries to come down with it. Sadoff tries to go up with it, and now it's uncontrolled under the basket. Finally, Gibbon picks it up. Luke Rivera has it. Outlet pass to Reinertsen, one-on-one. Pumps short, good. Riley Reinertsen for two more, and he's got 9 points. It's a 36-17 ball game. And this time we've got an Amherst timeout. We'll take 30 here. Try that again. Yeah, take 30 here. Your score is Gibbon 36, Amherst 17. Back in a half minute on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
In the boys' game, Shelton Wood River. Shelton has a 24-21 lead. That's on Classic Hits 98.9 right now. We're at 36-17, and Gibbon has that lead on Amherst. Just coming off a timeout here, a full-length timeout taken by Amherst. Coach Clark Ribble. Minute 16 on the second period clock. Bentley takes the key, and Preble leads the way down court. Bentley now to Jen, back to Bentley, back to Jen. Right wing, Preble from the baseline. Good. Nice shot by Clayton Preble, who took it, turned, got her down. Nothing but net. 36-19. 53 seconds to go first half. Benfeld leaves it off for Reinerson. Back to Benfeld. Now Cranow, and it's up no good. Cleared away by Bentley. Takes it himself across half court. Gets it picked from Sadoff. Clears it away, toes the, no, he doesn't either. I thought he was going to toe the line, but he tried to get it to Jen. Picked off underneath the basket by Gibbon. Now an outlet pass is fouled up by Bentley. Good defensive play by Bentley, but he could not hang on to the intercepted pass. Goes out of bounds and goes back to Gibbon. Schuster will put the ball in play from in front of the Amherst bench, and he does to Benfeld. Now over on the far side to Reinerson. Back toward the scorer's table to Dalton Jordan. Now in the right wing, Riley Reinerson. Cross court, Benfield. Cut off, going to the last shot, Schuster. Reinerson. Jordan tries to penetrate the lane and in so doing travels. So with 1.2 seconds to go until halftime, they had everything right except the last shot. And there's a three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. It is no good. And so at halftime, your score is Gibbon 36, Amherst 19. Take a timeout here and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as you listen to the second half of our doubleheader tonight, Gibbon and Amherst. And I see Nikki Eckhout, the Amherst coach, coming back on. She gets some congratulatory handshakes from some of the Amherst faithful here. We're seated behind the scorers table, and that's where the Gibbon folks put the visitors. And so we're kind of amongst the Amherst faithful here this evening. Gibbon is across the way, but you can tell she's going to – Nikki Eckhout, the Amherst coach, going to savor this one a long time, and so are the parents and – players and student fans of Amherst ladies basketball game. All right, back to the present here. 36-19, we're going to take a two-minute timeout and be back with your halftime report, get you some individual scoring stats when we come back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report on ESPN Radio 1460 KXPN Kearney and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs.
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Let's start it off for the most part in the first period. Looked like it would be a pretty good ball game, and then Gibbon began to pull away. Now, don't get me wrong. I just did this first ball game between the Gibbon and Amherst ladies, and Amherst came back from a pretty good deficit to win the thing by a point. The same thing could happen. I mean, you look at it two ways. Amherst is 0-12. You can throw in the towel, or every game is an opportunity for that first big win, and you know that when that comes, it'll be a big one, and it'll be a memorable one. For Gibbon, they're trying to get on the winning side of the ledger. They lost five games this year. They won five games this year. And for all intents and purposes, in terms of experience and stature on the court, they have the advantage here physically so far tonight. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, Ravenna Sanitation removes it. Serving all of Buffalo County, give them a call. Get set up with Ravenna Sanitation. Take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. I'm going to get you set up with the individual scoring here. Next up on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperStation.com on the World Wide Web.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
His team trailing by a healthy margin here, 36-19, but Clayton Prebles had a good first half. He has scored 8 from the field, 1 from the free throw line for 9. 4 points for Clint Bentley, 4 points for Dylan Halligan, 2 points for Zane Peterson. And Amherst 0-12 is at the half right now in the locker room trying to figure things out here and trying to figure out what do they got to do to build on, well, so far, you know, what are you going to say? You got to build on an 0-12 season. You got to do it a little baby steps. So what are those steps going to be? That's what they're talking about. It's execution. They actually look very, very well coached and disciplined in the first quarter in particular. They got into a little bit of a slop fit there in the second quarter and lost the momentum that they began the game with. And here at halftime, they sit 36-19. Logan Rivera leads the scorers for Gibbon. In fact, all scorers on the court. Logan Rivera has 3 field goals and 4 from the line. He's perfect from the free throw line. Riley Reinertsen, good first half. 3 field goals, a tray for 9 points. Ryan Milks has 2 points. Dalton Jordan, 8 points. Caleb Cranow, 4 points. And so the individuals, no one in particular taking over the ball game. In the first game, we had Fort Gibbon. We had Miss Jerrica Pearson with 11 points, and then she added on another 15 in the second half. And lest we forget the other star of the show, Shelby Hemmen for Amherst in the first game came up with 17 points and a huge defensive and rebounding effort in the second half. I keep going back to that game because that just is really one that, you know, you get one of these every season or two. during the regular season, more, you know, more frequently during tournaments. But during the regular season, you get a thriller like that, you kind of savor it. So we've enjoyed it, and we appreciate being here tonight. In the not brand new, but new Gibbon Gym, it's only in season number three, I think they said, officially. This is the first time I've been here doing basketball. We get the Gibbon from time to time to do football games, and actually, last couple of years, we kind of saw the construction of the school from a distance. The school now is south of town, right by the football field. And very easy to get to, very easy to find, and a great facility. A couple of gymnasiums here. Nice commons area. New school. Talk to a staffer who is in charge. Imagine this. In charge of technology. We got one and a half specialists just dealing with technology. I suppose a lot of schools have that now, but I've actually never met one at a basketball game, and they were doing some streaming online, video streaming of that first game, and I think they're doing that in the second game too. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back with the second half of tonight's ball game and see whether or not the Amherst boys can nibble down on that lead. They are down by 17 points right now. Their female counterparts did it in the first half. Can Lightning strike twice? We'll find out. Back in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on ESPN Radio 1460 and ESPNSuperStation.com on the World Wide Web.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Okay, counting down to tip-off for half number two here at Gibbon. Buffaloes in command. This from a guy who said the very same thing in the last game, and the Commanders watched the ball game. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not, like I said, I'm not fooling either way. Makes no difference to me. I just love to see a good ball game. And that certainly was. Amherst puts the ball in play. Preble gets the key and pass, and it is lost. Taken away there by Reinertsen. Goes up for the layup, and we've got a whistle and a reach-in foul. So even though the ball went through the hoop, he's not going to get the two. And a foul is on Bentley, and actually he did himself well because instead of the basket, they'll put the ball in play from the end line. Rivera, Cranow, fall away jumper, no good. Cleared away by Bentley. Bentley's proven himself to be a pretty good ball player here. Goes in the left corner, bounce pass, top of the key, Stevens. Halligan, right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound fought for, can't control it. Finally, they pull it down, and Jordan has it, feeds off to Rivera, layup good. Rivera with 10 in the first half, has 12 now. Nice assist there by Jordan. Bentley, top of the key for Amherst, loses the ball on a reach-in. And I think we have a foul here called on that. Let's see. Bentley is still up there. Anyhow, play resumes. Some of those quick fouls I never really understood. Anyhow, Stevens loses the ball out of bounds and batted out by Gibbon. Preble keys the ball back in to Bentley, back to Preble in the left corner. To the baseline, he's cut off and fouled. And Caleb Cranow. And Preble will put the ball in play from the end line. Stevens on the left wing. Now back over to Halligan. Halligan, left corner, bounces back out to Stevens. Now to the high post, Bentley kicks it back out. Stevens tries three, doesn't get it. Cleared away by Benfield. Outlet pass to Reinertsen, almost loses the dribble. Jordan, left corner, shot good, three. Dalton Jordan has three more. He's got 11 on the night. Stevens takes it himself down court, tries to bounce it off the leg of Jordan at the other end. It goes out of bounds, and Amherst will have a chance to reset. He didn't have the numbers there, and he did the smart thing, bouncing it off one of the defenders. Goes deep into the rear court now as Stevens takes it on the point. Has an ocean on the wing, gets it. Ty Stevens gets three, and it's 41-22. Benfelt feeds Rivera. Rivera kicks it back out. Cranow under the basket, and it is in and out, no good. Halligan with the rebound. 6:14 to go, third period. Stevens between the circles. Bentley at the free throw line. Back out. Stevens tries a tray. It's not going to work. Outlet pass. Rivera on the rebound. Lays it up. Good. Logan Rivera, 14 points now. Outlet Halligan, left wing to the paint. Loses the dribble. Picked up by Benfelt. Outlet, Rivera, he'll try it again, layup, good, no, it goes in and out, Rivera, he couldn't get it to fall, wow, he had a gimme and it wouldn't fall, Bentley, top of the key, shot, good, and give him three on that, 43-25, Bentley now has 7 points, Reinertsen walks it down, picked up by a couple. And Benfelt now to the baseline, has the ball batted away, and Cranow saves it, puts it up good. Caleb Cranow, 2 more points, he's got 6. And Jen loses it to him at the other end now. As Benfelt comes back, full court pressure put on by Amherst, but they're going to fall back without a whole lot of resistance. Outlet pass under the basket, Dalton Jordan, layup good. Nice outlet there, and a layup by Jordan, 13 points for him. Long pass to Stevens, baseline, stops, puts it up, and I think he'll be fouled. The foul is called on Cranow. Second on him, second team foul in the second half. Ty Stevens at the line. Shot no good. So Ty Stevens has 3 points, and he's 0-for from the free throw line. Now some wholesale substitutions here. Schuster back in for Gibbon. Newhier is in, Ryan Newhier. And Milk's back in for the Buffs. Second shot no good. Halligan gets the rebound, loses control, picked up by Gibbon. Dalton Jordan, 1-on-2, slows up now. Cross-court pass going to go out of bounds. And Amherst will get it back, I think, yes. Down by 20, Amherst gets possession. 4:34 to go third. Preble puts the ball in play to Bentley, to Stevens. Stevens cut off at the wing. Preble from the free throw line. Pops, no good. Halligan rebound. Ball is rejected by Reinertsen, and it's going to be Amherst retaining possession, though, on an errant ball, and Bentley comes up with it after the save by Jen. Under the basket, Halligan tries to put it up. No good. Again, bats it away, hoping for good things to happen. They don't. Reinertsen has it 1-on-2. Layup good. Riley Reinertsen, 2 more. He's got 11 points. Outlet pass. Jen, layup, and he can't make it fall, but he's fouled. Tried to go with the one-hand layup. And he was fouled, and he was lucky for that, because otherwise it wasn't going to fall. Austin Jen, no attempts at the line, no points from the field yet. 3:58 to go, third. 49-27, Gibbon is on top and calling a timeout. So we'll take a 15-second timeout here, I think. Yeah, 15-second timeout. Back after this, 49-27, Gibbon leading Amherst.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Timeout that time is taken by Paul Reinertsen, the coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. I think he's seeing that with a little bit of fundamental improvement here, he's got talent to win more ball games than just a 500 season. They came into this one at 5-5, and arguably, of course, against an 0-12 team, you should be this far out front. But I think he's looking at some fundamentals for when they head down the road for the second half of the season. Jen's shot is good. And he's one for one and brings it to within 49-28. 13-point lead now for Gibbon. Jen giggles, shoots at the line, good. Little body language put that one through. Outlet pass, long down court pass intended for Schuster, goes out of bounds and picked up by Amherst. Didn't go out of bounds, but it was picked up by Amherst. Peterson to Bentley. Bentley loses it almost loses the dribble. We got a tie-up coming up with Gibbon, comes up with the ball. Outlet pass, Bentley almost intercepts. Dalton Jordan has it. He travels with it. Got to be frustrating as a player. You go through all that, get up, and realize you took one too many steps. And give it right back. Zane Peterson into the ball game to key the ball in from the end line. And Rivera isn't going to let him do it. Gets tapped back out of bounds. And so they rotate Halligan, I think, will come. Nope. Oh, they're going to say that he touched it last. It's going to go back over to Gibbon. Milks takes over. Puts the ball into Reinertsen. Reinertsen air ball. Follow shot from the top of the key by Schuster is no good. Amherst controls the rebound. Outlet to Ty Stevens. Nifty behind the back dribble. Goes into the paint. Stops. And he travels with it. So a 3:22 in the third, a 20-point lead. Gibbon will get it back. Inbound pass to Milks, walks it down himself inside the timeline on the right side. Rivera between the circles, leaves it off for Milks. Bounce pass on the wing. Reinertsen back out to Milks. And then to Schuster on the left side. Cross court, Reinertsen. Back over. Schuster, Milks in the corner, no shot, back out to Schuster, into the paint, kicks it out to Reinertsen, goes out of bounds. And so all that, and Amherst gets it back. But they're down by 20, 2:49 to go. If they're going to kickstart anything going here, they need to show some pulse pretty quick. Bentley, right corner, bounce pass underneath Halligan. Cut off, back out to Bentley, can't penetrate. Over the head pass to Halligan, goes out of bounds. If that would have been a clean play, that would have been maybe the niftiest of the night. He went right over his head. Didn't even look back, right over his head, but missed his man by about a yard. 2:35, third period. Here comes Schuster. Schuster to Reinertsen, back to Schuster out front. Reinertsen on the wing, right side. Schuster, top of the key. Milks says, rotate, guys, I'm looking for you. Nothing happening there. To Schuster again. Milks now back to Schuster. Goes to the lane, kicks it back out. Reinertsen pumps from three. Good. Reinertsen has three more, and on the night, 14. And it's 52-29. Halligan in the paint, has to stop to Bentley. He shoots three. Nope, 2 points. 2 points for Bentley. And he's got five in the second half and nine total of 52-31 now. Schuster, between the circles, goes over to Reinertsen. Rivera, fall away from the left side of the lane is no good. Ty Stevens picks it up, runs it down himself. He'll get cut off there by Schuster. Near the top of the key, bounce pass to Bentley. Out in the corner to Jen. Shot is up, it's no good. Rivera clears away. Outlet pass to Reinertsen. He'll take it down himself. Stops. Toes the line. Top of the key. Good. I don't think he got Boutre. He gets two. He's got seven in the second half and a total of 16 points. 1:10 on the third period clock. Amherst walks with it. That's Ty Stevens. That'll give it back to the Buffs. Milks will put the ball in play from the far sideline in front of the Gibbon faithful, and he passes the ball in to Schuster inside the timeline to Reinertsen. Beats Cranow. Now under the basket. Rivera has no shot. Back out to Milks, loses it out of bounds. It's the kind of thing, if you're in a dogfight, you don't want to get in the habit of doing it. And I think that's a little bit of the teaching that Paul Reinertsen might have been doing when he called that timeout before. He certainly has nothing to gain by either increasing the score or letting the time do anything but drain out. Pass is intercepted by Logan Rivera. He falls down. But he is fouled in doing so, so Gibbon will keep the ball instead of getting the travel call. The foul that time is on Austin Jen. That is his second foul, personal of the evening, and the second team foul for Amherst in the second half. Substitutes come in. Ty Stevens goes out. Let's see. Jen is in. Preble's in. Peterson is in. Bentley is back in. Key and pass. Reinertsen shoots from three, and he's got it. Left side three, Reinertsen. And he has 10 points in the second half, 19 total. 1:01 on the third period clock. We've got a foul here, and that foul is called on Reinertsen. Not much time to put the ball up, and I don't know if the clock's gone wrong or not. I thought we had less time than that. It says 20 seconds now. Down court, Schuster. Ball blocked on the shot cleanly. Bentley clears away. Okay, now we're down to 10 seconds to go in the third. Peterson, Bentley, fall away. Won't fall. They've had a couple like that. Coming down court the other way, Nick Ballmer into the ball game. That's the buzzer on the third, and it ends the third period 57-31, Gibbon on top. Take a 1 minute timeout here. Be back with the fourth quarter after this on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperStation.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
It was 18-12 at the end of one, 36-19 at the end of two, and 57-31 at the end of three. All was given on top of Amherst as we put the ball in play for the final period. Reinertsen takes the key in pass. Fulmer has it now on the handoff. Goes to Schuster. Back out Reinertsen. The Schuster has a notion, doesn't do it. Now Reinertsen on the wing. Can't find anybody down in. Long pass without anybody in between. Almost picked off by Amherst. Now the shot is up by Reinertsen. It's an air ball. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll turn it back over to Amherst. A lot of flash and a lot of speed there, but no scoring for Gibbon. 57-31 score remains. 7.5 to go in this one. Bentley, top of the key, cut off. Nice defense by Gibbon. Peterson goes to the baseline, kicks it out. Preble, fall-away jumper won't fall. Nice rebound by Peterson. Zane Peterson to Halligan. Turnaround jumper. Would have been a pretty play, but he was just a little off target. And the ball rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Amherst on that. And so Gibbon will get the ball. Schuster into Fulmer. Picked up by Jen. Full court pressure now, a little more common by Amherst. Gets a pick from Cranow, gets across half court. Preble picks him up. Fulmer goes up for the layup. No good. Preble with the rebound. Preble's going to be a good player. He's, again, young, like everybody on this Amherst ball club. Bentley, right side on the wing, Jen. Halligan near the baseline in the corner. Cut off. Bounce pass Peterson as the ball rejected as he goes up for it. Let's see if they got a piece of his arm. Foul is called on Luke Schuster, and that's going to send Peterson, Zane Peterson, to the line for two. 6:43 to go in this one. Peterson's first shot is good. Got 3 points. I had two from the field in the first half. This is his first score in the second half from the line. Ty Stevens back in now for Amherst. Second shot by Peterson, rims out. Cranow picks it up. Outlet, Jordan, down pass to Fulmer. He'll pop from about 17, but traveled with it. That'll give it back to Amherst. 6:37 to go in this ball game. Amherst in the lead and in control, I might say, 57-32. Bentley, right side of the circle. Down under, Peterson goes to the rack, but he's cut off. And it's taken away by Gibbon. Outlet, down court, Benfelt. He's stopped by Peterson, tries to feed Cranow. Now they kick it out, Fulmer, just inside the three. He's got it. Nick Fulmer has two. He's about 6 inches inside the tray line there, 59-32. Halligan has the ball stolen away by Dalton Jordan. Big guy outlet pass. Down underneath, fall away jumper in and out, no good by Benfelt. Brent Benfelt, I have no points for him tonight. I could have sworn the number of times he's been involved in the play, we had points, but I looked down at my scoring sheet and it's nothing, but he could come up with a couple right now from the line. He'll get a chance at two. First one is good. And coming back in now is Jacob Sadoff, another big guy for Amherst, and Zane Peterson comes out. At the line, Benfelt for number two. Got it. And it's 61-32. So this won't be the fairy tale ending for Amherst that the Lady Broncos had in the first game, coming from 17 points behind and winning by one. Bentley tied up near the left side, right side of the lane. Loses the ball. Reinertsen outlet to Dalton Jordan. Scoops it away and gives it to Brett Benfelt for two. Nice, nice play by Dalton Jordan there. He was in midair, decided instead of going for the rack to pass it off. And Brett Benfield gets his first two from the field. Amherst loses out of bounds, and so Gibbon's going to get it right back up 63-32. 5:22 to go in this one. Visco's Sporting Goods post-game wrap-up right after the game. Cranow down low, stops, cross-court pass, Milks leaves it off again for Benfeld, back over to Milks. Benfeld on the wing now, bounces once, bounces twice to his left, leaves it off to Jordan. Jordan top of the key, can't dribble it again. Now goes to Reinertsen, Cranow under the basket, wide open, good. 8 points now for Caleb Cranow. And Amherst went over and back with it, and that'll turn it right back over to Gibbon. So this is the kind of thing that, you know, when you don't have the experience, stuff like that's going to happen. And they'll get coached up, and they'll learn from this. And down the line, they may turn into a pretty good ball club, but they're going to be 0-13 after tonight. Benfeld has it. Now he goes over to Reinertsen. Sets the pick. Reinertsen on the left wing. Now back over. Shot is up by Benfield. It is no good. And Bentley comes down with the rebound for the Broncos. They're putting a little pressure on him now. He bounce passes to get away from it. Sadoff has it, dribbles it himself, and the big guy tries to get it over to Stevenson, goes out of bounds. That'll turn it back over to Gibbon. I'm sorry, that was not Sadoff. That was Ortwig. Darby out with Ortwig, who looks a little like Sadoff, but doesn't have the same color shoes. I thought that was a little funny. Milks puts the ball in play. Benfeld has it. Stops, leaves it up for Cran out the top of the key. Over to Reinertsen, left wing. Now out front, top of the key. Milks pops, no good. Ball loose. Benfeld with the rebound, and a foul is called under the basket. Foul is on Bentley. Third personal foul. Each team has five team fouls now here in the second half. And a first shot is no good. James Witt comes into the ballgame now for Gibbon as they'll sit down some of their starters. Cranauer comes out of the ballgame. He'll probably finish up with eight. Second shot is good. And so Benfeld is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Has a total of 5 points. Jen almost loses it, gets it to Halligan. Halligan, left side of the circle. Ty Stevens pops good. 3-pointer for Stevens. That's his second, 66-35. Milks, Benfeld, works it near the right corner. Now thinks better of that, stops and goes over to New Year. And now to Benfield again, goes into the lane, pops from just inside the free throw line, and he's got it. Two more, and he's got 7 on the night. Bentley comes down. Halligan saves the possession by coming to his rescue. Now back over to Bentley. To Jen, drives the lane, pops, and it falls. Good. Austin Jen has 2 points. Has his first 2 from the field. He's got 4 total. The others from the free throw line, of course. 2:50 to go in this one. 68-37, Gibbon big over Amherst. Ball stolen away by Bentley, though. He's still stoking. Up and good. Clint Bentley has 2 points on that steal and single-handed pop, and he's got 7 points in the second half, 11 total. 2:28 to go. Benfeld. To New Year. To Milks for 3. Yes, no, yes. I think they just gave him 2 on that. That's 4 points for Milks, 70-39. Jen, corner shot for 3. Good. Austin Jen now has 7 points, and it's 70-42, but it's too little, too late. Minute 49. Reinertsen for 3, top of the key. They're going to give it to him. Suspended above the line. He sinks a tray. And he has 13 in the second half, 22 total. Now we've got a timeout here called by Amherst. So we'll take 30. Back in 30 seconds, your score. Gibbon 73, Amherst 42 on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperStation.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Don't forget, you can get a podcast of this game. You get a podcast of the thrilling girls game in the first half of this doubleheader. We'll get her posted. We'll get it all greased up and downloaded and posted here in the next 24 hours. So if you want to hear the conclusion to that game that I've been talking about, if you didn't get it yourself, you can hear it. That was when Amherst came back from 17-plus down and one at 58-57. Gibbon boys are in control here, and they have been all night long, 73-42. Shelton beat Wood River in the boys game there, 59-49. That's a final. This one you heard on Classic Hits 98.9, and again, you can go to our websites, either Classic Hits 98.9.com, KKPR.com, or ESPNSuperstation.com. Amherst sinks one from the corner. That's Ortwig, and it's 73-44. Minute to go on this one. But visit those websites. It's pretty self-explanatory on how to download or just listen again. Under the basket, in and out, no good. Shot by Dakota Kenton for Gibbon. Cleared away by Amherst, 50 seconds to go. Ty Stevens over on the wing. Peterson, top of the key, shoots, and it won't fall for it. Rebound is taken by and put again through by Caleb Lockhorn, who just entered the ball game. He's a young man's got some height on him, and he gets some experience, a little bit of meat on his bones. He's going to be a pretty good ball player, too, you can tell. He's got the physical tools. Half minute to go, 73-46. Ball is loose. Jen picks it up over on the offensive side of the boards. Amherst, Ty Stevens to Peterson. And now from just inside three, I don't think he got three, Ortwig gets another two-pointer. He's had a couple really close. And it's 73-51. 73-51. I think we'll just keep it right here. Because if I'm looking at that, I'll tell you what, let's take 15 seconds. We'll take a final pause here. You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN Superstation 1460 and also ESPNSuperstation.com. Back in 15.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
All right, 20-point lead here for Gibbon. That's going to hold up. It's going to send Gibbon to the positive side of the one-loss column. They're going to come out of this deal 6-5. And an unlucky 0-13 for Amherst. 12 seconds to go. A lot of subs coming in here for Gibbon now. Bounce pass under and a fall-away jumper by James Witt. Batted away. Peterson takes it himself. That's the buzzer. Won't fall. 71-51 is your final score. Take a two-minute timeout. Back with the Misco Sporting Goods post-game report. We'll give you some quarterly scores and some individual scoring stats when we return here on ESPN 1460.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.